Accepting the renomination in late June of 1936 in Philadelphia, where the Declaration of Independence had been hammered out, he cites life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as economic necessities as well as political rights. He refuses to apologize for a government which has sometimes erred on the side of charity. He declares that the present generation, as much as any that has preceded it, as a rendezvous with destiny.
Political tyranny was wiped out at Philadelphia on July 4th, 1776. Liberty requires opportunity to make a living decent according to the standard of the time. A living which gives man not only enough to live by, but something to live for. For too many of us, the political equality we once had won was meaningless in the face of economic inequality. For too many of us, throughout the land, life was no longer free, liberty no longer real. Men could no longer follow the pursuit of happiness. The royalists I have spoken of, the royalists of the economic order, have conceded that political freedom was the business of the government, but they have maintained that economic slavery was nobody's business. If the average citizen is guaranteed equal opportunity in the polling place, he must have equal opportunity in the marketplace. These economic royalists forget what the flag and the Constitution stand for. Now, as always, for over a century and a half, the flag, the Constitution, stand against a dictatorship by mob rule and the overprivileged alike. Governments can err. Presidents do make mistakes, but the immortal Dante tells us that divine justice weighs the sins of the cold-blooded and the sins of the warm-hearted in different scales. Better the occasional fault of a government that lives in a spirit of charity than the consistent omission of a government frozen in the ice of its own indifference. There is a mysterious cycle in human events. To some generations, much is given. Of other generations, much is expected. This generation of Americans has a rendezvous with destiny.